Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Shh, do you hear that? Something tiny just giggled in the grass. Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie. Ready to stomp on in? Big adventures start with little steps.
This morning, the den smells like damp moss and sunshine. London woke up with a big question, one that wiggled at their tail all the way to breakfast.
I heard about a listening log, one that whispers secrets if you sit very still. Do you think it really talks, Maggie?
A listening log? What a lovely idea. Today we're going to look and listen together, not just for whispers, but for the little things friends and nature share when we pay attention.
I might be big and noisy, but I can be very quiet when I want to. Mostly. Usually. Maybe.
We tiptoe toward the old oak, moss squishing under our toes.
Ooh, mossy! And the creek's playing a little drum song over the stones.
A breeze moves the grass like a giggling crowd. London points. Those blades are wobbling as if they're sharing a joke.
Hold on. My tail thinks that grass is teasing us.
No, it's a clue. Follow the giggles.
They follow the giggling grass. It tickles their toes and makes them laugh until Tink snorts a tiny puff of steam. For a bit, the grass leads them in happy circles. Then the creek seems to whisper a different direction.
We stop at the water's edge and press our ears close. The creek hums and slips over round stones, singing little notes.
I can hear the water saying slow down, and I can hear Mama's footsteps far away, like a steady drum. But I don't hear a log whispering words.
Mama T-Rex's steady steps, thump, thump, come closer. She points to a circle of old stones where a mossy log lies. It looks like a very ordinary log, brown, soft with green, warm from the sun.
There it is, the listening log. Doesn't look like it tells jokes, though. They all sit. London wiggles once and then remembers to be still. The world gets softer, leaves whisper, a beetle scuttles, and a brave bird practices one clear note. They wait together.
Maybe the log's shy. Maybe it only tells secrets to the quietest dinos.
I remember a very short story about a boy named Samuel. He kept hearing his name in the quiet and was taught to answer. Speak, Lord, I'm listening.
It reminds me that sometimes God calls very softly, and listening is a brave little thing we practice.
So listening isn't only waiting for a talking log, it's listening with your hands and your heart, too. London decides to try listening the helpful way. Instead of asking the log for a secret, London asks Mama, "Did you have a busy morning?" Mama blinks and says, "Yes, my feet are a little sore today."
"I'll help. Let me rub your back, Mama."
London gives a gentle back rub, just where Mama likes it. Tank finds a cool leaf to fan her and wiggles his eyebrows until Mama chuckles. Her smile grows soft and relaxed.
So listening is like giving someone your hands and your quiet. It's an act of love, London says, beaming.
We found the real secret. The listening log helped us remember how to notice each other.
On the walk home, the giggling grass brushes their knees like a sleepy goodbye. The creek hums a little tune, as if it knows that listening helps us notice small ways God and our friends ask for care.
Now, a quick question for you. Have you ever listened and then helped someone because you noticed they needed it? Or has someone listened to you when you needed a hug? Talk about a time like that with a parent or teacher tonight.
Try this. Sit very still for one deep breath and notice one sound. Then ask someone, "Are you okay?" and listen with your whole body.
Listening is brave, kind, and it helps us love others better. Keep wondering. Keep growing. God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, goodbye, little explorer.
If you liked this story, stomp that subscribe button so you don't miss our next cozy adventure. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.